Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's upset you now?
Why is it all milky-based coffees, frothy coffees, have got different names rather than just there should be one name and then the different sizes? So, like, what's the difference between a cappuccino, latte, a flat white, all that shit, right? It's all the same. It's coffee with frothy milk, right? But then you've now got to wonder, what am I... You don't know what you're getting. It all tastes the same. Surely a cappuccino is a latte with chocolate sprinkled on top.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
What's a flat white? Tell me what a flat white is.
I think a flat white is a small cappuccino without the chocolate sprinkles.
Exactly. What's a latte?
A latte's more milky, isn't it?
No, they're all milky.
I think a latte is an Americano topped up with milk, and a cappuccino is an espresso topped up with milk, is my understanding.
What? No, not at all. They're all milky.
They're all milky. Jesus, you really do get annoyed about this.
No, but Americano, if you had Americano topped up with a little bit of milk, that's just a normal milk, that's a cafe.
But the milk's frothy though, isn't it? Is it? No. It's kind of...
But you've got it's all frothy.
Right.
I think it's the base that sort of that differentiates the drinks. I think so. Like, it's an Americano base rather than an espresso base, and I'm pretty sure.
Hold on, what's an Americano base? How is that different from an espresso base?
Oh yeah,
that's true. Actually,
but this is it. Why is this so confusing?
Well, an Americano's got water in it, so
black coffee and then milky coffee. With like a hot black coffee with a little bit of milk and then milk frothed. They're the three options. And then you just pick a size.
I think what you're saying, I think you're saying, what you're saying is
pick
more
a side,
confusing.
Then.
Pick a side.
Fucking, you cowards.
You've sat on a fence on this frothy coffee business for too damn long.
But I thought, so what do you drink?
I'd get a flat white, right? Because it's the smallest one. Like, I don't like... You know when you go to Starbucks and get a latte and it's essentially a fucking hot milkshake, right?
In two hands.
It's unbelievable. That is so big, right? I cannot drink that much... I can't drink that much liquid unless it's a pint of lager and it's got like a means to an end, right? But so I always get a flat white because I've worked out over the years that it's the smallest one.
Mm.
But that shouldn't have taken me 5 years of fucking trial and error. Do you know what I mean?
It's also the smallest and often the most expensive, isn't it? Is it the flat white kind of...
It can, yeah. I think you're right, actually. I don't know what they're playing at.
I think the flat white has got fucking ideas above its station, hasn't it? It's definitely like the sort of little ponts of the kind of... Oh, look at the...
The Americano can also be called a long black. Now, I like what I think is a long black or an Americano.
God, here we
this
go.
Is true. No, this is true. A long black with hot oat milk, right? And then sometimes I ask for it and they go, and I go in the small cup and they go, so you mean a short black? And I'm like, oh, right, sorry, a short black. Then I go to another place and I go, a short black, you know, and they go, no, there is no short black. There's no such thing as a short black. It's long black. You know, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's what they're saying to your face. When they turn around and start making the drink, they're saying to the other staff members, oh, this fucking prick again.
Oh, can I have a long? It's just like...
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't know the difference in an Americano and a long black. I thought they're both just black coffee.
Apparently not.
This is what I mean. So this is it. I'm just thinking there should be some sort of certifying body that sets the standards.
Yeah.
And then we can all just get on with our lives without wasting so much time asking it off them.
I'd be quite happy with, like, cop coffee that you get in America where they bring it round every so often and top it up with kind of creamer, is it, that they have? The kind of... I mean, obviously you wouldn't have it if you're vegan, but, like, the...
Oh, man, that's good
just,
stuff.
I just like that. Just a big old pot of coffee.
And that is strong.
It's all got two. That's the thing, mate.
A couple of cups of that, you lit up like a Christmas tree.
Ready to shoot somebody, an unarmed perp. But that's it. And again, it does feel like you're harking back to the old days, but I do feel like it's one of them modern things where it's all got a bit too much.
Mm.
We've gone too far, innit? We've through the looking glass, yes, and made it so confusing that I just hark back to the days of shit coffee. I just want shit coffee now because I'd rather that than the hassle of getting a nice coffee.
I mean, the instant coffee guys must be... There's dark days for those guys.
I know, but there's still a generation. Like, my parents wouldn't go... My parents still get just a Nescafe gold blend.
Absolutely. My mum is the exact same. Yeah.
To a point, you've got to feel sorry for fag companies and instant coffee companies. They really.
I don't know what your parents or older generations in your family are like. But when I go to visit my parents, I often swing by. There's a nice coffee shop near them. It's because their area is now used to be a shithole. Now it's gentrified. I go to a nice coffee shop, I get myself a flat white, and then I call up my parents and say, do you want anything? I'll get you a latte or something. I get them a latte from a posh coffee shop. They react like I've shown up with a bottle of Dom Perignon, honestly. Like, swear to God. My mum cannot believe what it's like. Do you know what I mean? She's all excited.
My mum hates it. My mum doesn't. Yeah, she hates it. If she gets a sniff that, like, it's posh and it's from a posh place, she fucking hates it. Like, I try and take my mum to the cafes you're talking about, and she goes, no, what do you want to go in there for when there's a perfectly nice Costa?
Like, she loves Costa.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What I will say is my mum, for about 3 years, used to call Wagamamas Wagamuffins.
almost was wrong, innit? Almost feels something I don't feel like that doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was any intent. But...
The thing that I've worked out I hate the most in recent times, there's another modern development, is grown-ups who are into kid shit.
Oh, fucking hell. You've actually pissed me off. It's beyond... Oh, fucking... Like, put down that fucking skateboard, you fucking dickhead. Oh, my God.
And I think skateboarding is on the closer to the acceptable end than the things I'm talking about.
Man.
Lego. Grown-up Lego.
Oh God.
Like, I've got mates, right? I've got a mate who's my 39 years old, right? Currently trying for a baby. And he has got... Like, he will drop £200 on the fucking Death Star Lego set. And he'll tell me about it totally unashamed of what he's just said. Can you imagine what it was like growing up if you went to one of your mates' houses and you were like, you wanted to play on a Lego? And they were like, oh, we can't, that's my dad's.
I mean, I sort of sound good because I do every Christmas
get a Lego and... I've got a Beatles Yellow Submarine that I did last year, yeah. I mean, they're kind of more that way.
No, I don't care what it's on, mate. Try and justify it. No, mine's different.
Oh, no, this has gone terribly.
Mine's different. Mine's an adult one. Mine is a Lego version of a lawnmower.
Yeah, well, I've got one, mate. It's acceptable. It's a big pair of tits, all right.
But I'm like, I just, all of that.
This year I'm going to do a four-pack of Stella. Lego Stella.
You make your own dildo out of it. It all ties into the same things. People who talk about Marvel films like they're good. People who watch Doctor Who. Like, it's all bollocks. It's all kids shit. And somehow we've allowed it to become normal. Because now you're not allowed to say to people what you're into is dog shit, or like, you know, everyone's got, it's just their thing, it's what I'm into. And it's like, well,
yeah, don't Lego, don't come on here and Lego shame me.
Carl, I'm so with you on this, right? But I think I can top trumps every one of your examples.
What is it?
Adults that collect and swap football sticker books.
Does that even happen? Is that even a real thing?
Fuck it, I swear to God.
Fucking grown men.
Imagine like walking into it, like, because this is a thing, like,
I've got a shiny. Oh, I've got a shiny. You're fucking 34, you bellend. Anyway, go on.
I've also done this. I mean,
what?
You haven't, not in adulthood.
But I this tells you everything that I know, need to know about my personality. I've never completed a sticker album. I've always given. Oh,
fucking let it go, mate. You don't need to.
Yeah.
No one's going to check it, are they? You don't then take it to a fucking office and they stamp it and go, congratulations. It's just you that knows about it.
I know, but it's just another reason to sort of go like, oh God, can't even complete a sticker album.
That's because it's like winning the lottery. You're just going out and buying a pack of, you don't know what's in it.
Well, now you could sort of buy the kind of remaining ones, can't you? You can sort of send off.
On eBay.
Think you used to get to a point where you can order the last 12 or something. Now, I think there is number where...
You're in your fucking 40s. What are you... Why are you collecting stickers?
It's madness.
Why?
I've done it for a while.
Why?
You really backtracked on that.
Yeah, you're trying to backtrack.
I don't know.
Just to join in. Join in with your mates.
He really sounded like a bully then. Just to join in, yeah.
But that is part of it.
Imagine you
think.
Sort of kicking the stickers out of my hand when you said that. Just to join in and give us your dinny money as well.
But it is that thing of they can get away with it, innit? Because you don't get bullied. At school, you got bullied for being into nerdy shit. But adults, you don't get bullied, so you can just do any old crap. You can watch any old shit film. I bet everyone just lets you. You can have, you know. It is just so... I find it embarrassing when grown-ups think, like,
you know,
kids' films are their best favourite films.
Well, hang on there. But one thing I would say is the only reason that bullying stops when you're an adult, this is the only fucking reason, is you can get arrested. That's it.
That is true, actually.
That is it. Otherwise, bullying would just... Why would you stop? You'd be like...
Why would you stop?
It's the only reason I put that to bed. Yeah, right? You know when sort of... People right, like get grown-ups are excited to see the new Marvel film or the new Transformers film. You know, what's wrong with you? It's shit for kids. And then they'll try and get upset when you point out it's shit for kids. And they'll be sort of like, you know, I saw people online when that, what's that Wolverine film that they did and they made a version in black and white? Logan. I saw people online who were upset that didn't get nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. Out of your fucking mind. It's about a bloke whose swords come knuckles. Oh, yeah. And that'll be up there, fucking Dancer in the Dark, on the top 10 best films ever made.
12 Years a Slave.
When they read out the list. 12 Years a Slave. Fucking, you know, a list of absolute sort
Schindler's
of
List.
Wrench. Yeah. Transformers, Return of the
Fast and Furious 6.
It's Fast and Furious can absolutely. Fast and Furious is the cross section of two of my least favourite groups, and that's people that are into shit films but love them, and people that are into grown ups that are into cars. Oh, hey. That is a real
grotty, a sweet spot. That is a Venn diagram of all of the things that
that I fucking cannot understand either of those groups. I don't mind. By the way, I don't mind people watching, and like not even ironically, but if you're on a plane or you and want to go watch a bit of tat at a cinema for fun, 3 hours, watch people drive around cars and jump off buildings in them. Absolutely. But what I don't agree with them trying to convince me that's a good piece of cinema. That's what it is. Just know your place.
I'd file Fast and Furious films, and I think this is probably why they might be suffering now, is file under only if there is absolutely nothing else on.
Absolutely.
And I would also put American Dad firmly in that category.
I mean, ITV2, I think I've deleted it off my telly.
ITV2 should be called... Break Glass in Emergency, or only if there's nothing else on.
Like, people ask me sometimes, did you watch that new thing? Like, they'll ask me about a TV show, and I realise I've not watched a television show. Like, I can't even remember. The only thing I watch now that is off the television that I record and then rewatch is MasterChef. It's the only television I watch. I don't watch anything at all. I do think though, I genuinely will defend the right to be a snob about stuff like that, like films,
thank you.
Music. You know what I mean? People always, you know. Yeah. I think it's
well, music, yeah.
To a time where somehow it's no longer acceptable to say no. There is a tier of things that are good. Some things have actually been created from a place of, like, of not art is maybe the wrong word, but like, you know, the endeavor was much bigger. Than just some fun. It's like music, some shithead sitting in a studio with eight writers trying to write the next big pop song. You cannot give that the same level of credit as a fucking a great musician writing a song. You know what I mean? I think it is, they're coming from a different place. I don't like the fact we've got an era now where it's sort of wrong to say that. You know, bit like, oh, you know, you can't slag off Beyonce. Everyone's like, no, she's great. It's like, she's got a team of fucking writers, mate. You know, you can't, that's not as good, you know. It's a fucking couple of geezers sitting in her office writing Independent Woman, and everyone's like, she's such a funny. Geezers do it. Shut your mouth. You fell for it. Don't now try and fucking work out of it.